gradually turning colder from the north, Jane.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Fawkes there. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 12th of February. There are warnings of gales in Fisher, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Seoul, Shannon and Rockall. The general synopsis at midnight, low Dover 972, expected Poland 978 by midnight tonight. New low expected Ireland 983 by the same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cirra, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Snow showers, good, occasionally poor. South at Cirra, easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in south. Fair, good, light icing in far southeast. 40s, Cromarty 4th. Northeast 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger. Northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Dogger. Occasional rain, sleet later, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, northeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor, light icing in far northeast. German Bight. East backing northeast 5 to 7. Rain or snow, moderate, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Dover, White. West 4 to 6, rain or showers, moderate or good. Portland, Plymouth. West 6 to gale 8, backing southwest 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, west 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, moderate, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Seoul. West or northwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first. Rain or showers, moderate, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet. West, becoming cyclonic later, 5 to 7. Showers, moderate or good. Irish Sea, cyclonic, 4 to 6, becoming east or northeast, 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall. Cyclonic, becoming north or northeast later, 6 to gale 8. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, northeast 5 to 7, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Hebrides, Bailey. Northeast 5 to 7, backing north 4 or 5 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroe, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6. Snow showers, good, occasionally poor. Onto the weather reports from coastal stations. Tyree Automatic, northeast by east, 5, 24 miles, 985, rising more slowly. Stornoway, east-northeast, 5, 27 miles, 989, rising slowly. Lerwick, north, 3, 35 miles, 991, falling slowly. Lucas, northeast by east, 5, drizzle, 5 miles, 985, rising more slowly. Bridlington, northeast by east, 3, 976, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest, 4, 5 miles, 977. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west northwest, 6, 11 miles, 979. Jersey, west northwest, 4, slight drizzle, 2 miles, 983, rising more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west by south, 6, 981. Scilly Automatic, west by north, 6, 985, rising. Valentia, west by north, 4, slight showers, 8 miles, 984, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, northeast, 3, 22 miles, 979, rising slowly. Malin Head, east by north, 6. Slight rain, 4 miles, 982, rising slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday the 12th of February. The general situation, a filling low will move slowly southeastwards across Ireland today and then onwards across Wales and England on Friday. This low will bring strong winds to many parts while gradually introducing a cold but slacker northerly flow to northern waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northeast backing north later, 3 to 5. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first and occasionally 3 later. Rain or showers, wintry showers later, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Rain at times, occasional sleet later, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, cyclonic, becoming northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly 3 or 4, veering northerly 4 or 5, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly 4 or 5, backing southwesterly 5 or 6, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest 4 or 5, veering west 5 or 6, then backing southwest 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, backing southwest 4 or 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest, 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, then backing southwest 4 or 5 later. Showers, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Cyclonic, 3 to 5, becoming northeasterly 5 to 7 later in north. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Easterly or northeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in north. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, east or northeast, 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Northeast, 5 to 7, occasional rain, fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northeast, 5 to 7, occasional rain, fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northeast, 5 or 6, occasionally 4 later. Occasional rain, fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northeast, 4 to 6, backing north, 3 to 5 later. Showers turning wintry, good, occasionally poor later. Finally, Shetland Isles. Northeast, 3 or 4, backing north, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. In a couple of minutes, we'll hear about the plant-based drink company Oatly, which has lost a long-running legal battle over the use of the term milk in its marketing. Farming Today fills us in on the case in a couple of minutes. Now, prayer for the day with the Reverend Dr. Craig Gardner.
Good morning. When I wake up in the morning, it's always good to see the reassuring presence of a favourite painting that hangs upon my bedroom wall. But on this day in 1994, the owners of a Norwegian art gallery were shocked to discover that their most precious artwork, Edvard Munch's famous painting of The Scream, had been stolen. I'm not sure if it was taken for the resale value or if someone really wanted this visceral depiction of existential dread hanging above their bed. The art we choose to buy, create, or in some way place around us says a lot about what we appreciate, what brings us joy, and might tell others much about the kind of person that we are. It might come as a surprise to think of the walls of heaven decorated with portraits of you and me, but the Bible says that's kind of what God does. In the New Testament letter to the church at Ephesus, the writer talks to us of God's own masterpieces, unique and beautiful works of art, being created to do good works. The suggestion is that each one of us is distinctively imagined and crafted, with our own particular talents and gifts, longings and desires, and inimitable personality and relationships. But our purpose is not simply to hang beautifully in heaven's gallery. There are good things for us to do today, blessings that maybe only we can bring. And if in all our doing we catch a glimpse of our portrait, don't worry if today we look too much like Munch's anxious scream, because we're only ever works in progress. And I think the artist often passes by, palette and paintbrush in their hand, to freshen up the artwork with deeper hues of joy and brushstrokes of renewed and greater purpose. Dear God of infinite creativity and bringer of endless beauty, work well the brush.